Okay, we're back now with Linfield High School football coach Pat LaMusta. And coach, big win on Friday night. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it was the icebreaker win for us. I mean, just to get the guys out there playing in a real game after, geez, over a year and a half. They were flying around. They were so excited to be out there. And it was great to see the seniors kind of lead us to victory.
I've heard that across the board, Coach, in preseason, yeah, that, you know, the coaches seem to be just as excited and happy to get the kids out there as the kids are.
Yeah, we're excited, but we know how important it is for a high school boy, you know, a high school athlete to have sports in their lives. So just seeing it come to fruition and be a reality last night was very special for all of us.
Well, obviously a big night offensively and, you know, always a tough Triton team. But before we get into the game, Coach, tell me a little bit about preseason, how it went about, maybe, you know, how you got the kids together, what the mental and emotional attitude might have been, because it's, you know, obviously a shortened preseason and you had to sort of pack everything in.
Right, yeah, it was shortened, so you had to keep it simple. You had to keep it simple and really stick with the fundamentals. So I'd say preseason, the focus was on getting really good at a few things as opposed to trying and doing a bunch of things. With the you know, abbreviated preseason. So, you know, and once again, we have players, seniors, returning starters that were able to kind of hit the ground running, even though we had this COVID break, you know. Mm-hmm. We were fortunate to have some experienced guys on the team to kind of help lead us in preseason as well.
Well, it looks like last night, and you guys have always had, you know, some pretty decent passing athletes back there, it looked like an offensive game on both sides of the ball with you guys breaking out in that fourth quarter. But you got to start. Tell me about Austin Sutera.
Austin was tremendous yesterday. Just a great feel in the pocket and being able to distribute the ball to multiple athletes on our team. That's the key, to get the ball to the athletes. And Austin was a distributor. And he can also get it done with his feet, but he was able to get the ball out a lot last night. So I'm eager to see what he can do in the run game moving forward. But I'm confident in Austin, and his teammates love him. And he's a great player to have leading the offense for us. We're very fortunate.
What was different about the third quarter, Coach, when Triton sort of almost climbed back into it?
We had some special teams breakdowns, and it put us in a position where they had momentum, so we needed something to happen to stop the momentum, and we ended up having a big drive, big drive by the offense to kind of nip that in the butt after a couple, special teams errors, and the defense just holding out, you know, a couple, you know, strong drives there, keeping them out of the end zone, that was able to stop that third quarter momentum. But it was definitely a reality check for our team. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, you need three phases of the game, special teams, defense, and offense.
Well, I'm guessing also, Coach, with the shortened preseason that you had, if you don't have real experienced cohesion on your special teams, that's going to take a little bit of time to get that together.
Yeah, so I think we've had to be as creative as possible with how we do special teams and, you know, the rotations and, you know, trying to use as many players as we can to make sure guys are rested. That's been a challenge, but I think as the season goes on, it always does get a little bit smoother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you start to really understand the personality of your team and the coaches, you know, begin to gel more and more each week, and practices just get smoother and transitions are smoother, and all of a sudden that special team period that was taking, you know, a half an hour to complete can be completed effectively in 15 minutes.
Okay.
You want to be, you know, as sharp as possible. It's just that's something that works out as the season goes. You kind of work those kinks out.
How was the turnout for you guys? How many, did you have decent numbers?
Turnout program?
Yeah, for the team. How many guys, you know, guys show up? 30, 40 kids?
65 freshmen to senior.
Excellent. Excellent.
So we were able to field three teams, which is awesome.
Yeah, terrific. Finally, Coach, what about discipline in that first game? How'd the penalty situation go maybe with both teams?
Discipline, you know, I'm trying to think. I think we had some offsides calls. We might have had an encroachment call.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, the sportsmanship was great. I believe I hats off to Coach McCarthy and his team. I think the sportsmanship was great for the game. But yeah, I think that we definitely have some things to work on with trying to do different shifts and making sure, you know, people are on the line and off the line. And, anytime you try to add some creative things, you always have to be careful with the details because you don't want the penalties to hurt
right.
you.
Right. Okay. Who's next, Coach?
Newburyport.
Okay. And when and where?
That game is at home, and it's Friday at our place at 5:30.
Yeah, you're doing good keeping all that stuff straight because it changes from day to day. Good job.
Yeah.
Well, listen, congratulations, Pat. I want to talk to you as often as we can in the shortened season. But meantime, you know, obviously, congratulations to the Linfield Pioneers and to Austin Sutera, new record-setting passer.
Yes. So I think Clay had said it maybe in the Wakefield game in 2018, Clayton Marenghi.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to go best off memory. But, yeah. Austin Sutera, you know, with six passes, it's unbelievable.
That is amazing. Good job, Coach. Listen, stay healthy, you know, and let me catch up with you later on.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Congratulations again. Thanks, Pat. Bye-bye.